Heather Maxwell joins me live in studio. She's teaching a class at the University of Virginia School for Continuing and Professional Studies. It starts February 9th, and you need to know about it. How are you? It's good to see you.
Thank you. I'm fine.
So the class is called Traditional Music, which
yes.
means what exactly?
Well, that's one of the things that we're going to explore. What does tradition mean exactly when you look at different traditions? How are they all similar? So we're going to study seven different traditions, not just American ones, but we're going to study traditions that are carried on here in Virginia. Some are American and some are international.
So like it would include like old Virginia music?
Yep. We have gypsy jazz. We have traditional quartet gospel. That's from a group from Richmond, a family group. We have Susan Gaeta, who's Sephardic music, ballads from Spain hundreds of years ago. And John Lohman, who's not actually an artist, but he is with the Virginia, the National Foundation for the Humanities, Foundation for the Humanities.
Sure, sure.
So he's going to come and give a big multimedia presentation on the arts in general in the state of Virginia.
Oh, very cool.
And Rick Franklin, American blues singer, guitarist, sort of Mississippi blues. And then we'll have one artist who lives here in Charlottesville who's from Brazil, and he's doing samba.
Oh, fun. So if you take this class, each session is a different traditional music.
Exactly.
And you get to experience it. You see somebody perform it, and then you talk about it and the history of it. And this is all examples of music that aren't from the academy. These were just taught family member to family member, friend to friend, handed down, in some cases, as you point out, for hundreds of years.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the strands of tradition that is the strongest, is the process of transmitting and learning traditional music is specifically from usually generation to generation. Not taught in school, but something that's taught even sometimes just within families.
If you want to participate in this course, it's the School for Continuing and Professional Studies at the University of Virginia. It's online at scps.virginia.edu. Again, it's scps.virginia.edu. Heather, what's your background? Because you're a musician and a performer,
yes,
as well, right?
That's right. I'm a singer. I sing with a jazz group here in town, Robert Jospe and Inner Rhythm. And I also have my own group that sometimes performs. We were more active a couple of years ago, but that world music sort of African group called Africa Soul.
How does a girl from Michigan get into this stuff? I mean, what is going on in your life that you all of a sudden discover this wealth of music that, you know, probably wasn't on the radio when you're growing up in Michigan?
No, not at all. But but I always, I was always singing. I grew up in a family of musicians, and we just always talked about music and sort of lived life through music. And I was also curious about the world. And so the natural way for me to learn about the world was through music. And so, I went to University of Michigan, and they had a great music program. And they had some African music courses that I found fascinating. And I thought, wow, I should go to Africa and see how it's really
done. And
you
did, right?
Oh, yeah. I went back and forth for many, many years. And ended up getting a PhD in ethnomusicology.
Yeah, which is a cross-cultural study of music and music traditions from throughout the world.
Well, yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
So folks, if they want to participate in this course and learn more, and basically it's a concert every week.
That's what's so great.
Yeah, and a personal concert.
Personal concert. The format is going to be the same where you can come early and have dinner. It's great food at Bel Rio Restaurant in Belmont. You can come a little bit early.
The class is at Bel Rio every week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, it's really.
That's pretty deluxe.
It's great. So you can come and have dinner, relax. It starts at 7, so you can come right after work if you want, or if not, come a little early anyway. And then I introduce each artist and sometimes groups of artists, because they come in groups and some are coming solo, but most of them are in twos or threes. And then there's going to be maybe a couple songs, and then a little discussion and a couple songs. And then the last half hour will be sort of an open-ended question session where you can really talk to the artist about pretty much anything you want.
It makes me think. Have you been around here long enough to remember the Prism Coffee House?
I'm kind of carrying the torch.
Yeah, it sounds so much like what the Prism was all about.
That
this
is
very
what,
informal, intimate setting to experience the world's music, and then to talk about it and have a conversation and get to know the people behind the music and the tradition behind the music.
Yes.
So this is the Next Generation Prism
with
Heather Maxwell, local musician. And if you want more information, check it out online at scps.virginia.edu. It's the School for Continuing and Professional Studies at the University of Virginia. Heather, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed it.